in an hour's time, the government will announce that it is recognising the state of Palestine. Let's go live to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. So, Paul, take us through what we can expect to happen this morning.
We expect the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan to stand on the steps of government buildings here in central Dublin at around 8:10, and they're each going to make a speech of around 3 minutes' duration. But the sum total of it is that Ireland is going to recognise the state of Palestine and become the 9th EU member state to do so. But this is something that's happening in coordination with others. International news reports coming through now that Norway is also due to announce that it is recognising the state of Palestine. That probably happening around 7:45 this morning. And also we believe that the Spanish Prime Minister, Mr. Sanchez, is going to go into the Spanish Parliament and announce that it too, its country, is going to recognise Palestine. This has been described to some sources as the first wave, and that there could be other countries about to do the same thing in the coming days.
The EU as a bloc does not recognise Palestine at this point. The last EU country to recognise it was Sweden 10 years ago. So it's been a long time coming. Why now, Paul?
I think it's happening now because of what is taking place in Gaza and also in the West Bank. In the words of government spokesperson last night, that Ireland is taking this decision in order to keep the hopes of a two-state peace solution alive. And that word alive, I think, implicit in that, it's suggesting that there is huge concern that the peace process, which is supposed to deliver a Palestinian state which recognises Israel and Israel recognising the Palestinian state, is imperiled. And that this is a diplomatic shove to try and indicate that Palestine as a nation has to exist if there is to be peace in the Middle East. And this is seen as a move to try and propel that forward.
This announcement today was imminent. It was well flagged. The Israeli government is deeply unhappy with Ireland's plan. Here is what the Israeli Foreign Ministry posted on social media last night, a message directed specifically at Ireland.
Ireland. The possibility of recognizing a Palestinian state risks turning you into a pawn in the hands of Iran and Hamas. Such a move will only strengthen Hamas and weaken an already dysfunctional Palestinian authority. The fact that Hamas leaders are thanking you should serve as a wake-up call. Your actions will only fuel extremism and instability. Progress can only be achieved through direct negotiations within a wider regional context. Don't be pawns in the hands of Hamas. Say no to recognition.
Paul, how does the government answer that?
And what it says is that the government has already declared that Hamas is a terrorist entity. It is recognising the state of Palestine, and trying to equate Hamas and the Palestinian people as the same thing just simply is inaccurate. I think they also view the message as not just directly or being directed at Ireland, but is trying to frame the debate, because Ireland is one of several countries about to recognise Palestine. And I think they also view that this is sort of directed at an American audience as well. But the only thing that was said on record was that Ireland believes Hamas is a terrorist organisation, but Ireland is going to recognise the Palestinian state because it believes it's necessary to keep the two-state peace solution alive.
But do they acknowledge that Israelis, many of them, will find it hard to divorce the recognition of Palestine at this very point in time from what is happening there right now, this announcement coming during this brutal war?
I think you're right. I think that is going to be something which is a concern, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's going to be mentioned in the 9 minutes of speeches which are going to take place in the government buildings in the next hour or so, to try and allay some of the concerns, to try and explain why Ireland is taking this decision at this particular time. And I think that will be mirrored. I mean, it is important to note that Norway is the country which will first make that announcement today. Norway is the country which held secret talks between the Palestinian Liberation Organization and Israel, and that arrived at the Oslo Accords in 1993, in which the PLO recognised the State of Israel and Israel recognised the PLO as a representative body of the Palestinian people, and that was supposed to deliver a peace deal in which the two states would be recognised. The fact that Norway, as it's outside the European Union, but clearly a very important country, the fact that it is Norway which is taking that step, I think will give, to a certain extent, an awful lot of diplomatic cover. Because if Norway is saying it has to recognise Palestinian outside of an overarching peace deal, that's saying something very loudly.
So the question then is, what happens next, Paul? Because around 140 UN member states currently recognise Palestinian statehood. is the hope that recognition at the UN Security Council comes next? That would be highly unlikely given a US veto.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is this is the first wave, and there are going to be more European countries coming out in the coming days, if not weeks. But there's a wider diplomatic game being played here. Tánaiste Mícheál Martin was having discussions in January with like-minded countries about the possibility of recognition. He, at the Munich Security Conference, he was dealing with the foreign ministers from Norway, Jordan and Palestine. He's been in discussions with Iraq, Egypt and Spain and Slovenia. And so you get a sense that this is a wider diplomatic move. It's not just something which is limited to the EU, but as you put your finger on it, if you're trying to go to the United Nations or trying to go to the Security Council in particular, vetoes exist, so that isn't the avenue which is going to yield anything at this particular point in time.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent live from Dublin City Centre.